Center site. While it was a disaster drill involving first responders, the police department's counterterrorism chief, Richard Falkenrath, says it could happen and they need to prepare for it.
One of the elements of our doctrine is that if we're attacked once, we're likely to be attacked again. At least we'll treat it that way. And so everything that we see coming out of here, we look to evaluate.
The disaster drill included more than 800 police, firefighters, EMS, and other emergency workers. Julie Walker, New York.
A Missouri woman will be sentenced today for her part in a cyberbullying prank linked to the 2006 suicide of 13-year-old Megan Meyer. Lori Drew was convicted in November on 3 misdemeanor counts. The jury said she used a computer without permission to access information for creating a phony MySpace account. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about the unique form of government that we have. America is different than other nations, not because of our waves of waving grain or our purple mountains majesty. America is different because we have a constitution which is the law of this land, which limits the power of the federal government. That's unique. That's never been before. And not only that, but we're the only country where we acknowledge by the Declaration of Independence, which for all intents and purposes is the preamble to the Constitution. We acknowledge, of course, that our rights come from God, not from government. So this is a unique document. It's not taught in our schools. It's not taught in our law schools. And the reason it isn't is because there are people who want to have a dictatorship. And the last thing they want is for the public to learn that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is totally unconstitutional. We have subversive elements there who want to establish a dictatorship. They want to establish a dictatorship in America and throughout the world and establish a world feudalistic system. Once you understand that, everything makes sense. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our material that Professor Carol Quigley compiled. He was a professor at Princeton, Harvard, and Georgetown University, and Bill Clinton's mentor. He talked about how the central banks were planning on creating a feudalistic system that would rule the world that they would control. Well, with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, our goal is to encourage you to learn about the Constitution and teach others. And right now, all across America, this program is beginning to bear fruit as more and more people are learning about our marvelous Constitution. Pastor David Whitney, pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stanton. Yes, it's especially encouraging after the recent election and tea parties, and there's many people waking up to the fact that something is desperately wrong, and often they're not exactly sure what it is, and we're here to tell them it's the Constitution, and the foundation of law in our country has been subverted, just as you said. Well, looking at the Constitution itself, when we open the preamble, it begins with the statement, "We the people." And this shows that government power is all derived from the consent of the governed, we the people. Government can do nothing except what we the people grant it a power to do. In other words, if we say that government has permission to police our streets, it has permission to police our streets, but we don't give government permission to, say, go into our backyard and police our backyard and tell us whether the height of our grass is as what they deem is correct, then it has no power to do any such thing. It only has those powers that we the people grant to it. And this, again, is largely misunderstood. Many people think that civil government basically can do whatever it chooses because it's the civil government. In fact, many Christians have misinterpreted Romans 13 to basically give the civil government whatever power it claims. That's not a biblical doctrine, and that's a misinterpretation of Romans 13. We don't have time to look at that tonight. But the point here is that it is we the people who created the civil government. It did not exist before we put it into motion and we set its boundaries in the Constitution. This phrase also indicates that our framers had a view of civil government, that civil government is a contractual or a covenantal relationship, that we enter into creating a civil government. Those who hold office in that civil government are in a covenant with us. They enter that covenant as we vote for them, and they take an oath before God and all. It's not simply they grab power and do whatever they choose in kind of a coup d'etat or a takeover of things. No, it's we have granted them specific, limited, enumerated powers, and that's very important to understand in the opening phrases here. Well, following that, they set out the order of the basic purposes for which this government is being formed. We the people in order to, and there's six specific items that they list here. First of all, in order to form a more perfect union. We need to remember this union existed prior to the Constitution. It existed under the Articles of Confederation from the time of the Declaration on to the ratification of our Constitution. And we've talked before about some of the problems that existed under the Articles of Confederation. And the idea is that the Union existed, but it wasn't a very efficient union in many respects. And so in order to create a more perfect union was the idea of creating this Constitution. The second purpose was to establish justice. Now, here, right off the bat, we need to recognize that our founders understood that there is a fixed standard of what is right and what is wrong, and when the civil government does what is right and sees that what is right is supported and what is wrong is punished, then you have a just society. It's not a flexible, changing, ever-moving target that justice is composed of. No, it's a fixed one, and they clearly told us where that standard came from. It wasn't from them. They didn't come up with a standard. They referred to it in the Declaration, which, Dr. Stan, you're absolutely right to say the Declaration really is the preamble to the Constitution, because the Declaration gives us the why. Why does government exist? What's its purpose? And so on. It gives us the philosophy of government, where the Constitution itself is more of a nuts and bolts, a procedural document telling us how the government will function. And so the why, the preamble, really is the Declaration of Independence. And so to establish justice, the standard they told us in the Declaration of Independence was the laws of nature and nature's God. Again, a much misunderstood phrase today. Our founders, all schooled by William Blackstone, whether directly or indirectly through reading his commentaries on the laws of England and so on, they understood these phrases very clearly to refer to God's law that was given to mankind, first of all, in his conscience and his reason. That's the laws of nature. The second phrase, the laws of nature's God, is what Blackstone clearly expounded as the revealed law, that is the Bible. It reveals to us what God's law is specifically. And so they had a standard above themselves. We might even call it the supreme law of the universe. obviously later on they speak of the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, but the supreme law of the universe is above the supreme law of the land. And to establish justice means to create laws and create a system of society in which the supreme laws of the universe are followed. And those who violate the supreme laws of the universe, thou shalt not steal, those people are punished accordingly, and so on. So to establish justice involved a fair and orderly system, court systems that would see that justice is done, and executive branch that would enforce it, and so on. And this recognizes that there is a fixed and absolute standard of justice. Now, the third purpose, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, the third purpose was to ensure domestic tranquility. We need to recognize that there were some insurrections that took place during the time the Articles of Confederation were in place, and there were other insurrections kind of threatening that seemed to be on the horizon and so on. So there was a real concern that orderly government could be maintained in each of the several states. The fourth reason, they said, was in order to provide for the common defense. Now, from our perspective, as we're the empire that rules the world these days, we don't think in terms of what it was like for those first 13 states. They were small. They had very little resources in terms of an army, a navy, etc., and they were also continuously threatened by the major European powers. There was the Spanish influence in the New World. And, of course, the French had a large part to play in what was happening in the New World. And then the English, of course, they hadn't given up their dominion of Canada. And actually, you could say they attempted to retake the United States in the War of 1812.
Well, we're coming up to a break, so, Pastor, you just hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney right here at the Genesis Communication Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 930.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 957.37, 478.69 for a half ounce, and 239.36 for a quarter ounce. That's 957.37, 478.69, and 239.36.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney. And so, David, you pick up the call.
Well, as they laid out the purposes for which this Constitution was ratified and put together, the next one, after providing for the common defense, and by the way, it was an important point in that day because, as I was mentioning before the break, they were threatened by major European powers who had large armies and navies and so on. They knew that individually those 13 states on their own would have a very, very hard time defending themselves, likely that one or two of them could easily be conquered by one or other of the European powers and taken over and basically be in subjection to those powers. So they knew that together all 13 could withstand, and they had successfully withstood England in the War for Independence, more of a war of attrition instead of a war of actual victories on the battlefield. But nonetheless, they had won that war and proven themselves that together all 13 could successfully in that day resist the world's superpower, the greatest superpower on the planet at that point in time, the English Empire. But they knew that together they needed to provide for a common defense. And again, the Articles of Confederation had some specific problems in providing for the common defense that this Constitution truly addressed. The fourth reason, or the fifth reason, they said, is to promote the general welfare. Now, first of all, we need to note that they're using the word promote. They're not using the word provide for the general welfare. There's a big difference between promoting something and providing for it. If you were to promote someone's college admission, you might help and encourage them or do some things. But if you're going to provide for it, it means you're actually going to put money down on the barrel head to pay for things. They don't say that here. They said promote the general welfare, not provide for the general welfare. And notice also it says general welfare. This is one of those phrases that's been twisted and distorted and abused so thoroughly by our current and past administrations over the past about 80 years or more. Because think of this for a moment. Think of the millions and trillions and billions of dollars being spent in these bailouts, bail out this car company and bail out this bank and so forth and so on. Well, what if I went to Congress today and said, you know, I have a favorite charity that needs a bailout as well. It's called the Pastor David Whitney Charity, and I want $1 billion, and I can tell you I'm going to do good things with that $1 billion. I'm going to buy cars and houses and property, and I'll buy some planes to travel from one place to another. I will stimulate the economy by spending that $1 billion. Just give it to me. People would laugh at me and say, that's ridiculous. Why should anybody give $1 billion to David Whitney? That's specific welfare. Yes, indeed it is. And that's the exact point we need to understand that our founders were making here. Anytime any money is spent to help one individual or a group of individuals, maybe a group of individuals based upon their age, such as Social Security. Think of Social Security for a moment. You're taking earnings from younger people and giving them directly to older people. The theory was, of course, when that was invented, oh, we're going to put it in a savings, a trust fund. Ah, that's a bunch of lies. All that money was spent long ago, and that trust box is just full of worthless IOUs. So what's happening with Social Security, you're taking money from one generation of people, the working age people, and you're giving it to those who are retired. Well, that's specific welfare. You're benefiting one class of people, one age group of people, at the disadvantage of another age group of people. That's not general welfare. Everyone doesn't benefit. One specific group does benefit. And poor blokes just starting off in the working life today, they know that they're probably never going to see a dime from Social Security because the thing is bankrupt already and it won't last. So specific welfare is not permissible. It's not a purpose for which this Constitution was created. And yet when you look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. today, more than 90%, according to one estimate by the Heritage Foundation, more than 90% of the spending and the programs of our federal government today are engaged in specific welfare. They're benefiting one group of people or one geographic territory. Maybe they're helped out all the victims of Katrina. Oh, the federal government rushes in with billions of dollars to help them. Well, wait a minute. How does the helping Katrina victims help the people in Alaska? It doesn't help them at all. Or, you know, vice versa. So it's if a geographic group of people or an age-distinct group of people or whatever you want to say, people on a lower economic level, anything you do that you benefit only one group of people is specific welfare, not general welfare, and therefore is a violation of the very purposes for which our Constitution was established.
And, you know, David, one thing I'd like to comment there is that there were a lot of people in the South and in Louisiana and surrounding states who wanted to come and help. And the federal government turned them away. I mean, there were people trapped on the roofs of buildings. There were people trapped, you know, within the hospitals there. I mean, things were in terrible shape. And yet, of course, the people from FEMA would not allow boats to go in, or would not allow motorboats to go in, would not allow, you know, any type of vehicles to go in there, or would not allow them to bring in supplies. The federal government was going to do the whole thing, and they made a mess out of it, and a lot of people died because the federal government got in the way. People can solve their problems, mm-hmm. and we do not need the federal government. We did not have problems before we had FEMA, and we've had a lot more problems since FEMA, and people began to understand that this whole thing really was a justification for going door to door with paid mercenary, paid killers from Blackstone, picking up arms, terrorizing people, shooting people who tried to move around, and really it was the government that made the problem. It wasn't, there would not have been the problem if the government hadn't been there. So we need to point this out. This was an abrogation. This was an assumption of powers the government didn't have in the name of helping the public. And do we really want the people who handled the situation in Katrina directing our medical care in the future? Go right ahead.
That's one of the more dangerous things that they're engaging or trying to engage in now. But, you know, when we look at what the Scripture talks about, it doesn't say that welfare is a bad thing, that you shouldn't help the poor. No, it says that welfare begins at home. It's the family's responsibility to take care of those who are their blood relatives. And if any man does not care for his own household, 1 Timothy says he's worse than an infidel. He's worse than an unbeliever. Only if a person has no family, they're a widow indeed, as Timothy talks about, 1 Timothy, then, only then, the church government enters the scene to help those poor folks in terms of welfare. It's never the job of civil government to engage in welfare. In fact, when it does, like you say in Katrina, plenty of other examples could be cited, it makes a mess of it. Why? It was never designed by the Creator to function as a welfare agency. It's the family government and it's church government that are designed by God to do those functions, and they do them well. And as you mentioned, many private individuals could have helped much better than the federal government. The federal government just got out of the way and let those people truly use the gift God had given them to help. And also, it's far more compassionate to have individuals entering into helping other individuals than some faceless bureaucracy like FEMA coming in to impose their, quote, their welfare upon the rest of the people. So this is one of the huge areas when we look at the Constitution. There's a couple of phrases that have been disastrously twisted against the original design, against the original meaning of those phrases, and this is one of them. We're going to encounter this phrase, general welfare, later on in the text of Article 1, but it's important to understand exactly what they meant by that phrase and exactly how it's been completely distorted and violated in today's interpretation of the Constitution.
We're going to be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Network, and we're talking with David Whitney about our amazing Constitution and the fact that it limits the power of the federal government so men could be free. We'll be right back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, our guest is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and right now, David is going to tell us how to get in touch with the Institute, what they will get if they do get in touch with the Institute, how to take the course over the Internet, and whatever he wants. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, one of the most important things that we can do as citizens to restore our republic is educate ourselves, our families, our friends, those we go to church with, those in our community, and all over America, our classes are being conducted by citizens who, just like your listeners, are concerned because they see our country is going in the wrong direction in so many ways, and the federal government is leading the pack in the destruction of what the beautiful system that our founders created. We can restore the republic, but we can only do it when we start educating ourselves first and then a widening, ever-widening circle of people. Now, when you talk to people about the idea of them teaching other people the Constitution, I know they get a little intimidated. So we have put together what we call a host kit. You're not actually doing the teaching. You're hosting a class where Constitutional Law Professor John Eidsmo in 12 lectures is explaining this, giving a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, and then two additional lectures by David Barton on the myth of the wall, separation between church and state, and so on. This is all put together with a student notebook that is a detailed outline of each of those lectures with test questions, and then in addition to that notebook is a host notebook that gives the host all the details they need, the answers to test questions, and everything they need to conduct the class. And it's designed as a turnkey system. You buy the host kit and you can take it anywhere with any group of people and conduct a class that can educate your fellow citizens. And that's what we need, a growing grassroots movement of millions of Americans who understand the Declaration, Constitution, and the Bill of Rights that our founders designed and what they meant by those words, such that they can refuse to elect anybody to office in Washington, D.C., who's going to violate that Constitution. They can hold anybody accountable who is in office and is violating that Constitution. And we have classes that have either are or just have taken place in all 50 states, and there are people coming to us these days in droves because they understand the disaster that's being brought upon us by this current administration is wrong. It's morally wrong. It's a theft. It's a disaster that should not be allowed to happen, but it's happening because most Americans do not know what the Constitution says and do not know what to do when their federal government is violating that Constitution. In addition to our host kit that you can order by going to our website, which is IOTConline.com, stands for Institute on the Constitution, IOTConline.com. And right there at the top of the front page, you can click on the button to order a host kit. Or if you prefer to order a host kit through our toll-free number rather than over the Internet, you can call us during business hours here on the East Coast at toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution, 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And recently, we were just offering an online version of the course. That is, some people say, well, before I buy the host kit, I should just take the course myself. Well, we can do that by the online means if you have broadband access so that you're able to live stream each of the lectures. Again, go to our website, IOTConline.com. There at the top of the front page, you'll see a button to click for online course. You sign up and we send you an email getting you started with that online course where you will look at the 12 lectures of Constitutional Law Professor John Eidsmo. You'll take the tests online and get a handle on the course. And we encourage people, once they've done that, to go ahead and get a host kit. In fact, we will refund the amount of your online course charge, which is $30. We'll refund that and apply that toward the purchase of your host kit. So basically, if you're going to be purchasing a host kit, the online course will be free to you if you do it in that fashion of going through the online course first and then ordering a host kit. We're encouraged as many, many Americans now are gaining an understanding of what their federal government is supposed to be limited to. That's the whole design of our Constitution, to put chains on the federal government saying you can only do these limited things. this list and no more. If it's not on the list, you cannot do it. If it's not on the list, you cannot create a program to do it or put funding to it. You can't do anything about it. It's reserved to the states or to the people to be engaged in that.
And, you know, I think it's interesting, David. You've been doing this, I think Michael's been doing it pretty close, 8 to 10 years
yeah.
now. Hardly a word about this in the general media. Hardly a word about this in the general conservative talk programs, because the conservative movement has been infiltrated. And the last thing they want, the people who hate freedom, is for the American people to understand about the courses put on by the Institute, or that all across America, in literally every state, these classes are being held. Why don't we hear about it? Why don't we hear the good news? Because they don't want us to know that the American people are beginning to wake up and understand the foundation of our heritage of freedom.
Amen. And it is, in other words, I have hope, because I see the numbers of people responding and the numbers of people. We're starting a class up in northern part of Maryland tomorrow night in response to the Tea Party. I went to the Tea Party and I spoke and had proclaimed that people needed to study the Constitution. I had people come afterwards and say, hey, how can we get this class going up here? And so we see that response when people recognize the problem and they realize, to solve the problem, the first thing we must do is educate ourselves and then a widening circle of people. Well, when we look back at the preamble there in terms of the purposes for which the Constitution was designed, to promote the general welfare, and then sixthly, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And it's very important to ask the question, where do blessings come from? And our founders would say very clearly, blessings come from the Creator, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who designed the laws of nature and nature's God. And if you follow His laws, you will experience blessing. But if you violate His laws, you will experience disaster. You'll have curses come down upon your head. And they knew that. And therefore, when they said blessings, those who like to claim that we have a godless constitution, or I've debated people who say, this constitution's not Christian, it doesn't have any Christian elements in it whatsoever. So wait a minute. That term blessing there is a Christian word, and it specifically harks back to the scripture that says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Of course, the contrary would be, cursed is the nation whose God is anything but the one true living God, the Creator of the universe. And they knew that if you follow God's law, the result is liberty. Galatians 6 talks about it, you know, don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Remain free in the liberty with which Christ has set you free. So they understood that liberty comes when the people obey the laws of nature and nature's God. And if you walk away from the laws of nature and nature's God, what you have is bondage, which is exactly as you have referred to, that the banksters is what I think the only appropriate term for them are. The banksters have planned for our bondage, have planned for our enslavement. Essentially, what they're pulling off here with these bailouts is moving us directly towards that kind of enslavement, not towards liberty. There's no liberty in that, and that's where people get confused, because the ne'er-do-wells, the ones who are seeking to undermine our freedom, they are lying to the people, claiming you can get something for nothing. We can bail you out, we can do all these things, and it won't cost you a thing. Well, that's a flat-out lie, and our founders knew that. And they said it was securing the blessings not just for themselves. They were concerned for future generations, and very important to recognize that they were not just talking about the future generations of their own children, but their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, unborn generations to come. They were concerned that those generations have the experience of the blessings of liberty. Therefore, you could say very clearly, right here in the preamble of the Constitution is a strike against abortion. The unborn children of future generations, how can you secure the blessings of liberty to them if you murder them in the womb? Obviously, those wicked black-robed judges who penned Roe v. Wade did not follow the Constitution, and they should have been impeached.
Well, hold on. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney. But understand, they have put people in the Supreme Court because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, and they pretty well succeeded.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. David, you've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, so this phrase, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, shows that the framers' fundamental concern was for liberty, and they understood liberty as based upon the laws of nature and nature's God, God's holy word. And they intended this Constitution to be a permanent document And indeed, they showed their concern that it would endure in generations to come. Now, they said they do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And again, this demonstrating the covenantal nature and contractual nature of government authority. Government only has the authority and the power that we, the people, grant and ordain to it. Nothing more than what we ordain to it. And so when it violates that, we, the people, need to call it to task. We need to put the chains back on, the constitutional chains back on the federal government, so that it indeed does abide by the supreme law of the land here. Now, we need to remember that the preamble is really only stating purposes. It does not grant any powers to the federal government. Those powers are laid out in Article 1, 2, and so on. But the preamble simply states the purposes, and it's brief, very brief, because as we've said already, the Declaration of Independence is the true preamble to the Constitution, setting forth the basic ideals as well as the purpose for which civil government is ordained by the Creator. Now let's turn to Article 1, an interesting, simple way to remember an outline of the first three articles of the Constitution. Article 1 deals with the legislative branch, Article 2 with the executive branch, Article 3 deals with the judicial branch. So if you have a question about any three, one of those three branches, Article 1, legislative, Article 2, executive, Article 3, judicial branch. And Article 1 establishes a bicameral, that is, two houses of Congress, the House of Representatives and a Senate. Now, the House of Representatives is popularly elected, and each representative represents their specific district within their state. The Senate, however, up until the 17th Amendment in 1913, was chosen by and appointed by the state legislature. That is, the state legislature would meet and determine who they wanted in the Senate, basically to do their will and to do what they wanted to see done on the federal level. This was a powerful check the states had against the federal government, because the states, in that original design, also before the 16th Amendment, the states were the ones that were going to collect the tax that was paid to the federal government if there was any direct tax that came from the states that went to the federal government. Therefore, if the states were going to collect it, the states were going to determine exactly what that budget was, and they determined it through their representatives in the Senate. So the people were directly representative in the House of Representatives, but the state legislatures were represented by the Senate. And if the senators went to Washington, D.C. and did not do what the state legislature wanted them to do, the state legislature could immediately replace them, recall them from their position, put someone else in that position who would do what the state legislatures wanted. And if you look at this design, it was masterful. It kept a check against the federal government from becoming a behemoth, a monster, a leviathan, which it has become today. And it's interesting, if you look at the history of not only the budget, but the number of programs and the size of our federal government, it was all limited and restricted by this construction that our founders designed until the 17th Amendment came. And then the shackles were taken off. And the states no longer had the power to keep the federal government in the box that was created by our founders. And as a result, the federal government exploded in terms of programs, in terms of budget, in terms of size, and in terms of reach and oppression of the rest of the people of these United States. Our founders knew you never give monopolistic kind of powers to the federal government. That is an extremely dangerous thing. You give them very restricted, limited powers, and then you appoint guardians, which were the state legislators. The state legislature would be the guardian through the Senate to prevent the federal government from getting out of line. And this design worked very well until it was destroyed by the wicked planners in 1913. Now, the whole design here of the two houses was as a result of a compromise that was reached between the large states, which wanted basically more power by representation according to their population, and the small states who felt they were going to be cheated if it was representation was counted by population, and they wanted equal representation in the federal legislature. And so the compromise was two houses, one based upon population, representation in the House of Representatives, and then the other based upon every state having the exact same number of representatives, and that is how it is in the Senate. So a small state, like population-wise, that is, like Alaska, has the same number of senators as a very populous state like California. And this design was very wise because it meant that in order for any bill, any piece of legislation to become law, it had to go between both of these houses. And their competing interest and the kind of design, you could say, was they designed it for gridlock. I remember people complaining years, oh, all this terrible gridlock in the federal government. No, no, no. Gridlock is a beautiful thing in the federal government. It means our rights are being protected because they're not passing new legislation that further hampers and hinders us.
In fact, Will Rogers has said that no man's life or property are safe when Congress is in session. We're out of time, David. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with David Whitney, but remember that what Congressman Ron Paul said, he said the day the Congress does most for the American people is the day of the Democrat-Republican baseball game when Congress isn't in session. And Congress does far more harm than good, tragically. And, of course, right now, of course, is totally irrelevant, as we'll be bringing out in our latest newsletter. They are simply there to give you the impression that we have elected representatives. In truth, we have an invisible government that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of this concept of representative government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. You need to get the trilogy of DVDs entitled, they start with The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and then they go to Riddles and Stone, and then they go to The Eye of the Phoenix. Very professionally done, and they will tell you about the secret societies that control our government and have been working for a long period of time. So that's the trilogy on the secret mysteries. You can get all three of them together for $59.95. You can get them separately, of course, and we'd love to sell them that way, but you get a special deal if you get the three of them together. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There really are secret societies out there, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, those secret societies, of course, are influencing every aspect of our society today. So we do hope, of course, that you'll go to our website, pull down our newsletters. And, of course, we have a number of excellent little pamphlets we put together, say, on the history of money, on the financial meltdown. We carry a great new book. It's called Meltdown. It's written by Thomas Wood, who wrote a couple of other books we carry. And he's with the Von Mises Institute. It explains the philosophy of what's going on today and why we should just let everything collapse and get back to a gold-backed currency. But we're not going to do that because the people in charge want to destroy our economy. You can pull down my November, December, January, February, March newsletters up on the Internet, or we'll be putting those into a pamphlet here very, very soon. And we'll give you the information that you need to explain to people how they've created this whole financial crisis to destroy this nation. Why would they want to destroy the nation? Because they want to establish a one-world government and destroy Christianity. And that's what it's really all about. Well, you need to get our material from Radio Liberty. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of the new things we've offered. Our four-CD set on deadly assassins, where you'll hear my interviews with several assassins. One of them was assigned to kill a presidential candidate, but he didn't do it. The other was assigned to kill a world leader, but he didn't do it. And, of course, these people are on the outs with the Central Intelligence Agency. After all, when you get from an order from the CIA, you're supposed to carry it out and not ask questions. And then, of course, we carry another book called Without Smoking Gun. It's the story of the murder of a lieutenant commander, a naval lieutenant commander, who knew too much about the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. If you want to understand the tragedy of the sinking of the USS Liberty back in 1967. We have a four CD set on the Liberty. We have a DVD on the subject, Dead in the Water. We have a video on the subject. We even have the